The World Health Organization defines maternal health as the health of women during pregnancy, childbirth, and the postnatal period. It says each stage should be, quote, a positive experience, ensuring women and their babies reach their full potential for health and well-being. Dr. Kidane Abraha, Midwifery Project Coordinator at the United Nations Population Fund, says COVID-19 travel restrictions make it difficult for health workers in South Sudan to ensure the health and well-being of pregnant women and those in childbirth because they cannot deliver emergency supplies and prenatal drugs to facilities or carry out examinations.
These restrictions of movements.
These restrictions or movements affect so many aspects. First of all, the program delivery itself, because of normal context, is maternal health programs. So by nature, I expect pregnant women to come to health facility regularly based on appointment given by the health profession, because they need to be checked and make sure that the pregnancy is moving well and their maternal health is not compromised.
Nyador Sarah Tuong, a clinical officer working at Joybor in Fanga County of Jonglei State, says some women's lives are at risk. Because with COVID-19 travel restrictions, health workers are unable to refer expectant mothers with complications to bigger health facilities in other states.
If a mother comes with obstructed labor or something else, which need emergency referral, whereby now it's difficult for us. And by that now we are ending up losing the mother since we cannot at least refer to other location for treatment.
Peter Moot, a programs coordinator for the local NGO Healthcare Foundation, agrees. Moot's NGO provides maternal health care services in Fangak and Canal PG counties of Jonglei State and Awil East County of Northern Barkazal State. Moot says health workers cannot access certain areas where women require maternal health services due to the restrictions on movement.
Flying around has been so complicated. So you'll have to have a certificate, and when you come to Juba, you have to be quarantined. Going back, you have to have a lot of process. So sometimes, you know, with health workers, you have to sacrifice.
Moot says it was already difficult for pregnant women in remote areas like Fangak to access maternal health care services. With COVID-19 restrictions, he says the situation is far worse. For VOA News, I am Ding Magot in Juba.